This is the Hip Hop African Podcast, a show where we have in-depth conversations about African hip hop culture and artists. Your host is Msia Kibona Clark, a professor in the Department of African Studies at Howard University. For more information or to contact us, please visit us at hiphopafrican.com.
Yeah. Medina, Medina. You know you made me a dreamer.
Yeah.
After these pages and pages, I am in league with the greatest. Going back to the basics, a pen and I'm off to the races. Quiet to write in my patience, the choirs are singing my praises.
Welcome back to the Hip Hop African Podcast. Today we are doing another episode in kind of a different type of format, rather than just doing interviews, kind of having more dialogue and discussion about what is happening. So this semester, we are joined by an assistant producer who's helping us out. She's helping with booking artists, doing research, and helping to co-host. So I'm definitely excited about that. So before we get into kind of talking about some of the things that we wanted to bring up today, I wanted to let her introduce herself so she could say a little bit about who she is and kind of what her interests are.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dr. Clark. Happy to be here to be on the show. Yeah. So my name is Miranda. I'm a second year PhD student in African studies at Howard. I guess, you know, with the PhD, my interests are looking at social movements on the continent, particularly in East Africa, and sort of how they contribute to political processes, but also kind of generally interested in international relations. So, you know, Africa's position in world affairs and things like that. I also work here in DC at an NGO, which allows me to interact with activists on the continent. So I do that as well. Yeah, that's pretty much me.
So you said East Africa, are you from West Africa? Do you have roots over there in West Africa, right?
No. So the first time that I ever went to the continent was going to Senegal. And so that's kind of where I met my partner, who is Senegalese. So that's the connection there. Kind of go back a couple times a year to visit his family. So
yeah, I remember a couple of times you know, connecting with you. I remember that one time you were eating, what were you eating? Chebuyap, Chebujan, something.
Yep, the Chebujan, yeah. Did I send you photos too? Because
I'm like, Senegalese food is like some of the best
top notch
in Africa. Yeah.
Top notch, really. Yeah.
All right. So then in terms of hip hop, like, what would you say, like, where are you in terms of hip hop? Do you listen to hip hop a lot? Or are you listening mostly to hip hop in the States? And if you listen to hip hop in Africa, like, what are you listening to?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up on hip hop, basically. Yeah. From when I was a child, that was always on the radio, parents bumping it in the house, my brother. So yeah, if I was listening to music, it was hip hop. That was really the main genre. And yeah, so pretty much focused on artists in the States throughout. I have kind of dabbled more so with artists on the continent just since I started working more with you doing research on hip hop in Africa. So trying to familiarize myself with more artists there, but yeah, definitely still, yeah, focus more here on hip hop in the US. That's what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. You know, Senegalese hip hop is like, yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely, Senegal has not only in terms of the music part of it, but the graffiti scene there is like, I know that they have that, I don't know if they still have it, the graffiti festival, Festograph, that they had every, I don't know if it was every year or not, but it was a graffiti festival, and I believe it's definitely one of the only graffiti festivals in Africa.
Wow.
It would attract graffiti artists from all over. So yeah, no, Senegal has a very rich history with hip hop.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the first artists that I listened to from the continent, yeah, were from Senegal, you know, like Dada G, Positive Black Soul. So yeah, definitely shout out to them.
Yeah, they were like, you know, Senegal is one of the countries that like kind of adopted hip hop early. And so, yeah, those guys are all right. So, okay. I do want to, you know, not take up a whole lot of time. I know we wanted to do a short episode to kind of introduce the new format. So when I say new format, I'm saying introducing an additional format. So we're still going to be doing artist interviews. So it's not like it's just going to be talking all the time, but doing an addition to artist interviews, kind of really looking at what's happening with hip hop culture on the continent. So also looking at some of the scholarship that's coming out. There's a book that was recently published on hip hop in Malawi. So we're hoping to get a chance to interview him. So anything like that, like, we're definitely interested in, because there aren't a lot of books that are coming out on hip hop in Africa. So whenever something does, it's great. So we want to definitely do that. And then have more shows. So have the interview format as well as kind of dialogue. So we are doing a series of spring episodes focusing this year, because every year we choose a country. Last year we chose Ghana. This year we're going to focus on Nigeria. And one of the reasons is because there is still a misconception over what Nigerian hip hop is and what Nigerian hip hop isn't. A lot of the times people will point to Burna Boy, Davido, Wizkid as Nigerian hip hop, and it's not Nigerian hip hop. So we want to, you know, highlight what's happening in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Have you been to Nigeria?
I have. Yeah, I went for the first time last year. I was in Abuja. It was a work-related thing, but I actually have a cousin who lives in Asaba, Nigeria. So I was able to go out there and visit that part of the family for the first time. So yeah, that was cool. That was big.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Nigeria, but they...
Oh, you haven't been? That's surprising.
No, they rejected my visa application.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I applied back in 2011, I think. I applied and everything was in order. They said I needed a letter of invitation or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm just coming as a tourist. Like, no, we don't do that. So yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the U.S. passport. I get it. I wasn't mad because I understand that a lot of their immigration policies towards people with American passports, you know, is reflective of the policies that Americans have to, you know, the American embassy right. has towards Nigerians. So I was a little bit upset, but there's a lot happening over there. A lot going on, a lot of hip hop happening. So in terms of other kind of news, so Howard University is preparing to submit a proposal for a hip hop studies minor. It's been far too long. I mean, hip hop in Howard University, you know, have a long relationship. The first hip hop conference took place at Howard University in 1991. I needed to get my facts right. 1991. So you had people like Ross Baraka, who's Amiri Baraka's son.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, people like him and April Silver, and there were some others that were involved in that. So we're now, you know, hopefully going to be able to push that through. So we're also going to be doing some events preparing for that. Hopefully the minor will be approved. But one of the things that we are doing is Wednesday on February 15th. I know a lot of people are not in the DC area, but we're hosting Ghanaian hip hop artist Manifest, who was on the show before. We interviewed him once on the show. I can't remember, maybe 4 years ago on the show, but he's coming to Howard. So that should be nice. Now, you said you did get a chance to listen to a little bit of his.
I did. Yeah. Well, yeah. Very new to him. So I started playing the most recent album. I forgot the name of it. It's like
Medina to the Universe.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to that. I like it so far. Some nice grooves on there and good beats. So yeah, I'm excited to see him at the event on this Wednesday.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the few kind of mainstream socially conscious artists. He lived in the U.S. for a while. He was kind of part of, you know, a generation of African MCs that were in the U.S. that were kind of prominent in the underground hip hop scene. And him, along with Bliss the Ambassador, who is off filming the Color Purple film with Oprah.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. Kanan. So there were a group of them that came around the same time, and it was really the first time that so many African MCs would make an impact on the underground hip hop scene in the US. And, you know, this was early 2000. And so it really kind of paved the way for the mainstream, kind of the entrance of Afrobeats a decade or so later. Manifest returned to Ghana and is like super involved in hip hop there, but has also done collaborations with artists like Afrobeats artists like Burna Boy from Nigeria, as well as Ghanaian American singer Vic Mensa. And he also did a collaboration with Ghanaian author Amaata Aidu. So it was like literally Burna Boy to Amaata Aidu. So it's like he comes from a family of like intellectuals. So very, very smart brother.
When he was in the U.S., where was he based?
Minnesota.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So, okay. And then we are also, you know, celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip hop. So it's, you know, it's been since 1973. I was asked, how do you know, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there. I actually was not, wasn't quite born yet, but it was August 11th, a house party at the home of DJ Kool Herc was had August 11th, 1973. And that is said to be the start of hip hop culture, music and culture. So everybody's celebrating it. And so we are as well. So the Manifest visit is kind of in also celebration of that. But also we're doing it in partnership with the Ghanaian embassy, the Year of Return initiative in Ghana, as well as the Ghana Tourism Authority and the Graduate Student Council. So they're all, everybody's kind of come together to make this event happen. So I am very much excited about that as well. And then, you know, just on, as a final note, one of the things, you know, I mentioned that we are going to be trying to do more episodes. It's been a while. I know last year the show was kind of on and off and on and off. We are also in the midst of applying for funding. So fingers crossed, you know, that comes through and that will hopefully enable us to really kind of have a more stable production schedule. Because when you're doing everything out of the kindness of people's hearts, it kind of, you know, you can't be too demanding of people. So. But yep, so that is it. So I do want to end with asking you, Miranda, who are you listening to these days?
Who am I listening to these days? So there's a rapper named Odyssey. I don't know if you know him, but he's from the DC area, but you know, he has Sudanese origins actually. So I've been listening to him for the past few years now, but he just recently came out with a new album. So that's been on my playlist as of late. Yeah.
I come from a long line of barely trying and getting by. You won't be surprised if you apply and you get denied. Children of compliance got defined, and this is why hard to sympathize. Crackers dying from getting high. Crackers in his
okay, and you need to send me his. Well, I'll put his you know link to his stuff on in the show notes. But great. Yeah, that would be great to hear that. Okay, cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, the students are doing blog posts now on the Hip Hop African blog. So I'm kind of going to be seeing, you know, I usually hear about stuff that they post because they're posting on, they choose a country and they blog about the hip hop from that country. So usually I'll hear about stuff from them. But yeah, so yeah, I know that Sampa the Great has a new album she did recently a few months ago. And of course, Manifest has a project he just released. So those are really the main two that I can think of. But all right, we're going to sign off here. But I want to thank Miranda and I'm looking forward to doing more of these episodes.
Yes, thank you.